The federal corruption trial of Ohio Congressman James Traficant has entered its second month. Prosecutors in Cleveland are expected to wrap up their case sometime next week, and then the congressman will put on his defense. Traficant is well known for bombastic speeches on the floor of the House. Now acting as his own attorney, he's hoping to use his oratorical skills to persuade the jury to acquit him of 10 felony counts. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Janet Babin reports.
Prosecutors allege that Congressman James Traficant took bribes from businessmen over a period of years and demanded financial kickbacks from his staff. Jurors have heard a former Traficant aide admit that he handed the congressman $2,500 in cash each month to keep his job. Three contractors told jurors they did major renovations to the congressman's horse farm in exchange for political favors. Prosecutors asked one of them, Anthony Bucci, why he didn't force Traficant to pay for the construction work. Bucci replied that he didn't demand payment because he felt he could own the congressman. But Bucci would only testify if prosecutors granted him immunity, and Traficant argues that many of the government's witnesses are testifying in exchange for immunity or lenient sentences in their own corruption cases.
Look, there's no doubt about it. If you look at the plea agreements and you look at the maximum that they could have been charged with and look at the pressure that these witnesses were under, I don't blame one of these witnesses, and I consider them all to be my friends.
Nearly two decades ago, the congressman successfully defended himself against federal charges that he took bribes from organized crime families in Youngstown. He admitted that he took the money, but convinced a jury that he did it as part of a sting operation he conducted as a county sheriff. Traficant claims that federal agents have been out to get him ever since. Just before the start of his new trial, Traficant sued the government, alleging that he's a victim of a vendetta. The judge ruled he couldn't use selective prosecution as a defense in this case. Even though he's not a lawyer, his pro se defense worked so well during his 1983 trial that he's doing it again. Some watching the proceedings can't decide whether his courtroom style marks the work of a genius or a mad scientist, but when asked, Traficant replies, "There's a method to my madness." Wearing his trademark denim suits and cowboy boots, the congressman's gruff manner and oversized persona fill the courtroom. He sits alone at his defense table before jurors, disorganized to distraction. He frequently interrupts the judge, once shouting at her that he had to use the bathroom. Attorney Jeff Goodman's been watching the trial and says Traficant has been cross-examining government witnesses in what he calls a stream-of-consciousness style.
It may work against him where it just gets so tedious and they get tired of him and they stop listening to what he has to say, because you really have to pick the wheat from the chaff, so to speak, and get the good stuff out of his cross-examinations, out of all of the irrelevant things that are also coming out.
Others watching the trial speculate that Traficant might be engaging in a faulty defense intentionally, establishing grounds for a possible appeal if the jury returns a guilty verdict. Case Western Reserve University law professor Lewis Katz says Traficant won his last trial by playing on suspicions many people harbored against big government. But he doesn't think that tactic will work this time.
I think post-September 11th, there is an atmosphere in the United States, and we're no longer looking to cut the federal government down to size at every opportunity. And I think that that doesn't help Congressman Traficant.
Still, James Traficant only has to convince one juror that he's innocent. For someone who's managed to win 9 terms in Congress, the last time gaining half of the vote in a 3-way race, even while under the cloud of a federal investigation, the task might be easier than the mounting evidence makes it appear. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Cleveland.